Carpenter and Rothman's NFL Picks.
Brought to you by your Central Ohio Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your Central Ohio Chevy dealers.
All right, not bad yesterday. 2-0-1. The Bears game went to a push, which is unbelievable. But we both took the Bills and the points. We both took the Saints to cover. And even though the Falcons recovered three onside kicks in a row, two of which counted.
Oh, okay, yes, I was going to say.
One was called back because they called offsides, which, by the way, he wasn't offsides, but they couldn't review it. And they did it again, and the same dude recovered it. They recovered three onside kicks in a row.
The odds that there haven't been two onside kicks recovered in a game since 2004. Like, if you would have got three, I would like to have seen that. Like, none of them were surprises. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like there was one in there that they were expecting to keep deep. So, yeah, it's crazy town.
No, and they all let it get past the first line, so you block for the guy that's supposed to pick it up, and then everyone abandoned the ball and whatever. Anyway, Saints got the cover. So we are off to a really good start. Titans at the Colts. Colts minus 2.5. Tennessee is a team that no one talks about, yet they just kind of win. And the number is, it's a good one. It's a key number. You're getting the hook there. Colts had a little extra time to prepare coming off their loss on Thursday night to Houston. So that's where you might want to lean a little bit. Give me the Colts to cover that. I know the Titans are hot, but 2.5 doesn't scare me.
I think the Titans win this game.
All right.
I think they're able to run the football. Like, Tennessee's been playing a lot better. They're 4-1 since they made the quarterback switch. And Mr. Ryan Tannehill's done a heck of a job for them. And so I think they get the win. Give me the points.
Yeah, take the points. All right. So let's go Jets at Cincinnati. Jets lane 3.5.
Gosh. Andy Dalton's back in the saddle.
He is.
The Jets really? I mean, the Bengals trying to win this actively?
They only shifted a half a point with the news of Dalton coming back, though. Only shifted it a half point.
I lay the points, man. The Jets have been playing better. They've been playing better football lately.
I agree with that. I'll take the Jets as well. Washington at Carolina. Carolina is a 10-point favorite.
10 points? That's pretty big, man. For a team... you know, with Dwayne Haskins, now granted, Carolina's defense, they are one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. They can get after the quarterback. They're near the top in sacks. Their pass defense is really good. That's a tall order for Dwayne. 10 points seems like a little much. I'm gonna take the points.
I'm going to take them with you. It's just enough. I certainly believe Carolina's winning the game, but the 10 is just enough for you to lean with Dwayne there. Panthers didn't play as well as the score made it look in that loss to the Saints. They were outgained by a couple yards of play, so I'm going with Washington. 49ers at the Ravens. Ravens minus 6.
Ooh, that's a big number.
Isn't it?
Gosh, that's crazy. I thought you were going to say like 3.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they don't believe the Niners could at least slow down Lamar Jackson.
Because that screams. If you got me to 7, I would have felt even better about it. Yeah, wow. If I'm not shocked it's that big, you know what? I'm going to take the points. I think the Ravens win, but I could see it being, you know, a 3 or 4 point game.
You wonder whether San Fran's offense can keep up with them, so it's going to be San Fran's defense that has to keep Lamar in check. 6 sounds like a lot until the Ravens win by a touchdown, and then you're like, okay, I guess it wasn't that much. So I'm actually going to lay the 6. Just it being in Baltimore, I think they can win that game by a touchdown. Buccaneers minus 1.5 at the Jags.
Gosh, the Jags have not played well. Buccaneers pass defense is trash. Will the Jags be able to take advantage of it? Will Jameis Winston throw 3 interceptions or 3 touchdowns? Like, maybe both. I don't know. I don't really have a good feel for this game. And if I don't have a good feel, I'm going to lay the points.
All right, you're taking Tampa. So am I. I think they got enough offense. The home team doesn't give me enough value there. Browns are minus 2.5 at Pittsburgh.
Lay them.
Pittsburgh hasn't been a home underdog to the Browns since back in the 80s.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh's won.
I know.
14 or 15 straight in Heinz Field against the Browns, but this is when it stops. Their time is over. It's the Browns' time now. they get it done, Lamb.
Yeah, certainly they were able to stay competitive on that Thursday nighter with the brawl. And it, but I tell you what, I can't back Duck Hodges against Cleveland right now. And Cleveland certainly has the offense to go in there and win this game. Give me Cleveland, and I'll lay the 2.5. Packers at the Giants, Packers minus 7.
Packers minus 7. The Giants' defense isn't good. They played better against the Bears, but I think that's more a function of Mitchell Trubisky. Where is this game being played?
At the Giants.
That's a little more hesitation. I still think this Green Bay offense is too good. Lay the points.
They're coming off getting thumped. I mean, if anything, you're going to ride the fact that they should bounce back in this game. It's really, unfortunately, it's a perfect number. So you could easily see yourself taking the points. But, man, I got to believe that they're still a contender. And the Giants, I think Golden Tate's out now. I'm going to take the Packers in a bounce back, but you got to win by more than 7. Eagles at Dolphins, Eagles minus 10.
Gosh, that's a big number.
Doesn't it seem like a lot for an offense that you just don't know where you're going to get with Philly? I know Miami's no team to really back, but
yeah,
they got
but
some
been playing
pride.
Better. 10 points is a lot. Give me the points. I think they win, but I don't think it gets the 10.
I mean, their defense could score in this game. That's what could get it there.
That's what you're relying on?
I can't rely on it, though.
It's a defensive score.
Give me Miami and the 10. Rams minus 3 at the Cards. I'm jumping on the Cards here. I'm jumping on the home team getting points. I think the Rams are a little bit of a disaster now.
No, I think the Rams find a way to rally
really?
To win this. Yeah.
Boy, did they get thumped.
I think they find a way. Lay the points. I'm taking the Rams.
Okay. Chargers minus 3 at the Broncos.
Gosh, the Chargers, if they don't turn the ball over, they're pretty darn good. The problem is with Denver, their offense is not good. Their defense has been playing pretty well. Lay the points. I think the Chargers get it done.
Yeah, I think they're healthier. I think the Broncos are going way deep in the quarterback rotation now.
So deep.
They are. I don't even know who's quarterbacking that team anymore. Who's on that team? Is it Locke?
I think Locke. They're good. Okay. I think they split reps during the week.
All right, so he's probably going. I'm going to take the Chargers. Raiders at the Chiefs. Chiefs minus 10.
Raiders at Chiefs minus 10. Give me the 10.
Yeah, it seems like it, doesn't it? I mean, Mahomes has kind of picked apart their defense in the time that he's played them. You have to think he could probably do it again, and Tyreek's healthy now.
10 points, if they can run the ball, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
They don't have enough possessions. I think they'll win, but I think it's going to be close.
I think the rivalry is there, and I'll agree. I'll take the 10. Patriots minus 3.5 at the Texans. Well, I'm taking Houston in this. I'm taking the points. Yeah. I think there's a lot going on with New England. I'm not sure. They squeaked by Dallas. I know they're really good. I'm taking up. They're a very good team. Might be a Super Bowl contending team. But I just have a feeling Houston's going to rise up here and give them a game. So I'll take the points.
I'm going to lay the points. Pats get it done. 3.5. You said there's a hook there?
Yep.
I don't like the hook, but I'll take it.
You are laying the 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay. 3.5. Vikes at Seahawks. Seahawks minus 3 on Monday night.
I have to go out west, but it's Monday night.
It's always a challenge going.
Give me the 3. Lay them. Or take the 3.
Primetime game at CenturyLink. You're backing the Vikes.
I'm rolling in. I'm going with the purple people.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right. This could be such a big deal for them, because if they can get this one, you know you're getting the Packers at home. You can get a chance to steal the division. They got to be really motivated. Thielen's back at practice. All right, give me the 3. Hope they just keep it tight and maybe get a surprise victory. All right, that'll do it for the NFL picks. We are